Hi everyone, I'm Allie Graymond. I'm an OCD recovery coach with more than 10 years of experience helping people recover from OCD. Prior to that, I had severe OCD myself that I fully recovered from, and as do my clients. So if you wonder, can you fully recover from OCD? Absolutely, yes, you can. Today, I wanted to talk to you a little more about accountability and why it works so well. I'm telling you, now doing recovery program with clients, and pretty much all my clients are doing this tracking of the time, tracking of the compulsion, reducing, they send it to me every day. So what I see with them is the recovery is so much smoother. And again, no recovery is perfectly smooth, but it's so much smoother. The process is so much faster. I have people who come to me who are ruminating, we break it down into time periods, 3 hours out of 3 hours. And after mere weeks, they're doing much less. They're doing, say, 5 minutes, 10 minutes per time period, per 3 hours. So they went from 3 hours out of 3 hours to 5 minutes every 3 hours. How did they do it? Accountability. And accountability means tracking. Without tracking and just saying, well, you know, I'm going to try to be more accountable. That's like saying, okay, well, I'm going to try to stay on my diet, you know, or I'm going to try to get rid of my bad habit. Okay, you will try, but it doesn't get anywhere. That's why writing it down and having that accountability is, guys, it's so important. And you don't want to use the app. Use your notepad. Use your notes app on your phone. You can copy this entire screen, what I have here, and use it on your phone the same way. Just write it out. You don't need any additional tools. I know everybody's trying to sell you everything all the time, but the reason why I keep talking about this accountability, because it's, I see how much it works. I see how much it works with clients, how fast they are recovering. And when I was going through it, eventually, obviously, I've came to the same conclusion when I was just starting my own recovery, you know, over a decade ago, that you have to be accountable, you have to reduce rumination, you have to reduce compulsions. But because I wasn't tracking, and I had this kind of one day I'm accountable and one day I'm not, I wasn't going, I mean, if what they're achieving in weeks, it took me years. Do you know what I mean? That was the difference. So this is why I'm saying, just try it for a month. For a month, be accountable, track the time, track rumination. And when they say track the time, please track the time in a way of, I have a goal of how many minutes per hour I will allow myself to ruminate. And rumination includes everything such as research on Google, asking people, getting reassurance from self, from other, you know, all of that. All of that is included. OCD about OCD. What if I never recover? All of that counts as rumination. And just little by little, every day, by 10 minutes, by 15 minutes, just try to reduce for 1 month. I'm telling you, you're going to see that it works. But the one thing I want you to be very conscious of is don't track like a log. So don't do this. I'll ruminate as much as I want. I do as many compulsions as I want. And then I will put it down. That's not going to work. You will not see results doing it that way. So it has to be premeditated, meaning that before you start tracking, you have your goal for the 3 hours. I will not go beyond this amount of time. And you stick to that goal. And I'm telling you, you do this. I see this every single day. I mean, it just works. This accountability thing just works. And I don't want you to suffer needlessly, because I see this in comments all the time. And people are just like, what am I going to do? What can I do? I'm telling you, do this. This works. I get that it's a little bit annoying to be accountable every 3 hours, but it's not so bad. It's literally, you put something, minutes down every 3 hours, takes 10 seconds to do that. You moved on with your life. And it's estimation. So you estimate, okay, maybe I ruminated for, say 40 minutes. So it was, say, the way I want you to think of it. I thought about it for a few times. So say 4 times, and it was 10 minutes each time. So 40 minutes. So something like that. It doesn't have to be precise, but subconsciously, you are always in the zone of time tracking. And that helps you not fall into rumination and not fall into compulsions. Because when you are a 10 out of 10, you will fall into compulsions, right? When you're a 10 out of 10, you will fall into rumination. But I know there is a lot of times in the day when you're at like 5 out of 10 and you could have done the compulsion, but you also could have not, but you had nothing to stop you, no filter, right? This creates a filter where you're like, nope, I am tracking the time and therefore I cannot do this right now. And these little wins is what's going to win the war on OCD. So I really hope you try this. Thank you so much for watching. I will be back tomorrow with another video. If you haven't subscribed, please subscribe. If you would like to do one-on-one recovery program with me, all the information is on youhaveocd.com.